Now we say thanks to Dennis Smith of Archer for a fabulous soybean market today. Dennis, holy mackerel, that thing was on fire.
Yeah, hi, Mac. Sharply higher grain trade. Tell you what, Mac, largely unexplained by the fundamental traders. We do know it's a fact that the funds have been buying in this market for quite some time now. Kind of the new fact is that the index funds are coming in. They're buying crude oil. They're buying cotton. And we believe they're buying corn and soybeans and wheat as well.
Are they doing this with fun money or fund money? I mean,
it's a long-term play, so it's a move back into commodities. Betting, you might say, that we've reached some major bottoms or major lows in the commodity market. So this is driving the market. It's really horsing the market around here. Problem is, this type of buying is likely to dry up.
Oh, yeah, which is concerning because, it pushes things up a lot. Gee, two days in a row, but how long do you think this will last?
Well, there's no way of knowing, Mick. I tell you what, today's volume, very possibly record large in the soybeans. We'll see. This is probably not going to last much longer, simply because we just don't see anything fundamentally that we think merits such a substantial move.
Earlier in the year, you're telling everybody sell into the rallies. Is this a situation of hedge into the rally?
If there is not an opportunity here, then I've never seen one. This is an opportunity for the grain producer to lock in some levels that we have not seen in 8, 9, 10 months. And we're talking about a grain surplus here that is hard-pressed to disappear or go away, barring a major drought in the Midwest.
All righty. Okay, on the livestock side, Dennis, not as pretty of a picture today.
Yeah, if the funds are establishing length in commodities, they've certainly seemed to have forgot about cattle and hogs. Those markets both closed lower today, breaking down technically and indicating that we will see lower prices.
All right, and again, how long can that dark cloud hang over the cattle market?
Well, we're probably just getting started, Mick, and I don't mean that in a smart way, but we are just now starting to see beef production begin to increase. So beef production year-to-date's up 4%. We are starting to see on a consistent weekly level slaughter surpassing year-ago levels. Weights remain heavy. Placements are increasing. We're just getting started with increased beef production.
Boy, there's only one cure for that. Grill more steaks, right?
Well, and you're right. And the cure for that is to lower beef prices. We need to sharply discount wholesale beef prices.
All right. Dennis Smith, Archer Financial Services. How do folks get a hold of you, Dennis?
Yeah, 877-377-7905.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. Great insight. Have a good rest of the day, and we'll check in with you again one day soon.
Thank you very much.
All righty. Dennis Smith at Archer down there in Chicago.